What's up? What's up? What's up, y'all? I'm back with another brand new episode of Gumbo Nights. If you've been here before, well, you already know who I am. If it is your first time, allow me to introduce myself to you. I'm Miss Handy, the host of Gumbo Nights, and I'm thrilled you've chosen this as your first episode. This is episode 104. Are you too sensitive? I pose that question because just recently, there's someone that I work a little bit closely with who got some feedback that caused her to want to leave her job, y'all. And this is a job that she hasn't been working in for very long. But one of the things that all of us have to get comfortable with is receiving feedback that may not be positive. Now, all of us have big egos and we like to think that we're doing things well, that we're doing it the best, that we are on top of our game. But there are times when we're not. And so when a person comes to us, whether it's someone in authority or it could be someone in your family, a friend, that offers you some constructive criticism, how do you respond to that? Or how do you react? Do you accept it well? Do you dismiss it as if it's not true? Or do you take in what they're saying and consider that there just might be some truth to it? There might be something that you need to tweak or adjust, or maybe what they're saying isn't important to you at all. But do you even listen to it? There is something in my life that has become so valuable and useful for me, and it's called human systems dynamics. Now, I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty of all of that, but what human systems dynamics has taught me is to make sure that I remain inquisitive when I get feedback that may not be positive, that may be something that I don't really agree with, to ask myself some questions about why that particular individual may feel that way about something that I'm doing, an experience that they've had with me. Is that particular experience a pattern? And then to also ask myself a question about the person that is delivering the feedback. Just recently, I heard something from someone that says feedback should be delivered from loving critics. So there's a difference between people who are criticizing you and trying to be nasty about it. They're belittling you, they're trying to put you down, and there's nothing encouraging or supportive about what they're telling you. A loving critic will be able to look you in the eye and say things in a way that you can easily receive it, even if it's not positive. So think about the people in your life who you would consider to be loving critics. Now, maybe they've never given you feedback before, but you could probably identify easily the people in your life that you know would be treading lightly in how they deliver things to you that may not be positive or the best or the most uplifting thing you've ever heard. Someone told me years ago that when I talk to them, they feel like they're in the principal's office. I'd never heard that before and definitely was not trying to do that. But I took what she said seriously and I began to adapt the way that I am delivering messages. Maybe it's something on my face, maybe it's my tone, but I'm definitely not trying to be punitive to people to make them feel like they're imprisoned and there's going to be somebody slapping them on their hand, you know, in the way that a principal would. I'm not a principal, nor do I want to be one, and nor do I play one on TV, y'all. So there are things that I have to do in my delivery. Now, I will say this, there are times when something that I'm saying it in the way I'm saying it because that's how I want to say it. But when I'm delivering feedback and I want to be loving, there's a way to do that, y'all. You can soften your voice. You can choose different words. And you can even say to the person, this is my experience. This is how I felt. Because when we go to a person and say, you're this and you're that, because we don't know with absolute certainty what a person is. You were angry, you were mad, you were lazy. No. We can say to them, when I came in, I felt as though you, and you fill in the blank. Because this is all perception, y'all. And when we say that to those individuals, they can then have an opportunity to correct us and let us know if what we were perceiving is what actually was. We're not always right. The thing that we think about people is not always who they are. But perceptions matter. So if people think that I am mean and that I'm stern and that I'm not friendly, then there's something that I need to do to work on to let them see something different if I care. Not all of us care about how we come across. Not all of us care about how our actions impact other people. And if we're going to have healthy relationships with folks, we can't just be concerned about ourselves. We have to think about how we're impacting other people too. The things that we say, the things that we do, the way that we interact with people, our exchanges, even the commitments that we have, y'all. Do we honor the commitments that we make with other people? Or do we just dismiss them? Do we care truly about other human beings' feelings? Is there something that you could be doing right now in your life that is rubbing someone the wrong way? Every time you come around, that person gets mad. They get quiet. Are you paying any attention to how what you do impacts other people? Or are you only focused on how what they do impacts you? I have a whole list of stuff, y'all, that I could tell you that pisses me off about people. I get impatient and all of that stuff. But as critical as I am about other people and the things that they do, guess what? I turn that mirror around and I look at myself too. What did I do to cause that particular thing to happen? Did I do anything? Or is it just that person? Sometimes it's the other person, just maybe they're having a bad day, y'all. There is someone at my job right now who, just a few weeks ago, y'all, I was in heavy conversation with over and over again, and it went well. All of a sudden, I said a couple of things, generic things to this person, and now they don't talk to me. In fact, they go out of their way not to make eye contact, not to be in the same room. And y'all, it's so funny to me because what I do, and this is the Miss Handy in me, I come around even more now that I know this person is not feeling me because I know I didn't do anything. And so I'm going to cause that person to face their feelings and I'm going to make them uncomfortable as much as I can, specifically because I know I didn't do anything to them. And unless that person puts their big girl panties on and chooses to have a conversation with me, that's how it's going to remain. I know I didn't do anything. And I would be happy to share that with her if she were able to communicate with me in that way. She chooses to be petty. And so here we are. But I do pay attention to that. So if I knew I did something to her, I would be willing to own that. Because I know I do things to people sometimes too. I'm not perfect, and nor do I claim to be. But my point in saying all of this is, are you too sensitive when people give you feedback? Could they really be saying something that could help you? Or are they totally off base? And only you would know that if you're true and honest with yourself. Human beings like to be seen, heard, and they want to be experienced. And that means having an opportunity to be included in whatever is happening around them. Are you impacting somebody's ability to experience the things, the good things that are happening around them? Or are you pushing them into situations that cause them to have a bad experience? That, my friends, is episode 104. I hope that you will continue to come back to Gumbo Nights and like and share this episode. See you next time.